Darling, began Norton, this nonsense has cost us more than a day, but at least it's given me a chance to talk to you. I'm still in the ship, and she's heading back to station at the polar axis. We picked up Rod an hour ago, looking as if he'd just come off duty after a quiet watch. I suppose neither of us will ever be able to visit Mercury again, and I'm wondering if we're going to be treated as heroes or villains when we get back to Earth. But my conscience is clear. I'm sure we did the right thing. I wonder if the Romans will ever say thank you. We can stay here only 2 more days. Unlike Rama, we don't have a kilometer-thick skin to protect us from the sun. The hull's already developing dangerous hot spots, and we've had to put out some local screening. I'm sorry, I didn't want to bore you with my problems. So there's time for just 1 more trip into Rama, and I intend to make the most of it. But don't worry, I'm not taking any chances. He stopped the recording. That, to say the least, was stretching the truth. There was danger and uncertainty about every moment inside Rama. No man could ever feel really at home there, in the presence of forces beyond his understanding. And on this final trip, now that he knew they would never return and that no future operations would be jeopardized, he intended to press his luck just a little further. In 48 hours, then, we'll have completed this mission. What happens then is still uncertain. As you know, we've used virtually all our fuel getting into this orbit. I'm still waiting to hear if a tanker can rendezvous with us in time to get back to Earth, or whether we'll have to make planetfall at Mars. Anyway, I should be home by Christmas. Tell Junior I'm sorry I can't bring a baby biot. There's no such animal. We're all fine, but we're very tired. I've earned a long leave after all this, and we'll make up for lost time. Whatever they say about me, you can claim you're married to a hero. How many wives have a husband who saved a world? As always, he listened carefully to the tape before duping it, to make sure that it was applicable to both his families. It was strange to think that he did not know which of them he would see first. Usually, his schedule was determined at least a year in advance by the inexorable movements of the planets themselves. But that was in the days before Rama. Now, nothing would ever be the same again.